Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster. A couple of tough games here this past week. First, starting off with that 57-54 game against Jefferson West. Coach, what were some things that maybe you would have liked to see go a little bit differently in that game?
It's our first four games here. Three out of the four, like including last night's game against a pretty good Sabetha team, we've came out. I think out of three out of the first four games, we've shut down. We prevented every team from scoring in the first 3 to 4 minutes of the game. So defensively, we come out pretty strong. In the Jeff West game, from the opening tip, it's like we weren't sure who we were guarding, and we let them get on the board early and just kind of give them some momentum. So I kind of wish, if that game started over again, I wish we would have came out with a little better, defensively, in defense and prevented them from scoring an easy get-go. So that we just set the tone really well from the start, like we did the other three games.
And Coach, talking about some halftime adjustments, what are some things that maybe you're hoping to get the team to tweak just a little bit to give them a bit of juice jumping out in the second half?
Yeah, so we seem to start the games really well, and then we start the third quarter really well, which we did against Jeff West. I believe they knocked down 10 of 20 three-pointers. We didn't shoot the ball very well from the free throw line, and then kind of put ourselves in the fourth quarter up by a point. And I kind of was looking at the other assistant coaches and kind of wondering how we got to the situation where they're shooting extremely well from the three-point line, and we're still in this basketball game. So I feel like we usually come out well at the start. We come out of the third quarter well. We don't play as many guys. Our guys are pretty beefy, heavier kids. But I think in the fourth quarter, we don't always shoot free throws that well because we're a little bit tired. So some of that's me just getting maybe an extra kid into the rotation. Last night we only played with, we had a couple kids, varsity kids that were ill. And so we did play three freshmen the majority of the game, and they came in and did well against the Bethesda. So I was really happy to see three of our young kids step up into varsity roles and kind of go out there and give it everything they've got. So that was nice.
And kind of moving forward with your guys' defensive efforts, are you guys hoping to get more ball pressure, try to rotate a little bit quicker? What are some things that you guys are trying to adjust to?
We're a pretty physical team. Like I said, I thought we matched up with Sabetha pretty well when it came to being physical underneath the basket. We box out, we rebound really well. And being that big physical presence inside doesn't always mean we extend our defense out and get out onto the shooters real well like we should. So that's probably, in the Big Seven play, all three guards of the varsity level can shoot and make open shots or even contested shots. So I think, letting our guards get out and guard a little bit farther out away from the basket, might tweak that a little bit. But if a nice team shoot well from the outside, we're going to struggle against because we really, we try to limit teams to one contested jump shot only and move. And if teams are hot that night, knock down jump shots against us, then we're in a little bit of trouble. I do think our young guards are starting to turn the ball over less around the perimeter to help get them on one side. So that's kind of a positive to see since the opening game against Troy. We've done a lot better job valuing the basketball and getting good shots up.
Coach, thank you so much for your time here today, and I hope you have a great break as this will be our last interview before Christmas and the new year.
All right, thank you.
That was Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentists.